Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Chulin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosas Rabbas Rachel Shishi B'Zecher Afan Ruzivik Hagon Bikaruf Mamish. We continue discussing Toma over here, focusing more on the word Shomer that we had yesterday, namely when we have a non-edible cover over something edible, so that non-edible thing is called the Shomer, and sometimes it does help to transfer Toma one way or another. That's what Mishnah tells us. Kulis Hames. Kulis is a general word referring to a bone that has marrow in it, and marrow is considered edible meat. If you cook a marrow bone, the marrow inside becomes soft and it's edible. And therefore, this is considered basar, meat, with a shomer on top of it. The shomer is the bone. So once again, we have kulis hames. This is a marrow bone coming from a person, kulis hamikdashin, or a marrow bone from a kedashim, which is an animal from the base of mikdash, that for whatever reason is pusel, maybe it's piggle or nice or something like that, and that means that it's tame. So in a gebahin, if somebody touches them, bain stumen bain nekuvin, whether it's closed or open, meaning whether the bone is completely covering the marrow, or if there's a hole in it and one can actually touch the marrow. Either which way, it doesn't make a difference. Tame, the person's tame, that's because it's a very high level of tuma, and therefore, even though the marrow is not accessible, it's sasum, the whole bone is wrapped around it, that shomer, the bone, is still able to transmit tuma. However, kulis nevela, of a kulis hasheretz, when we have a marrow bone from a nevela, just a dead animal, or a sheretz, so this is a lower level of tuma, then it makes a difference. And again, behind stumen tahar, if somebody touches his bone, when it's completely sealed, it's covering the marrow, there's no access to the marrow, he's tahar. This is a type of shomer which doesn't transmit tuma. However, nekuvin kol shehu, if it does have a hole, even if it's the smallest hole, metam b'maga, then it is metam b'maga. I mean, ansha af masa, how do we know even if he does masa, he carries the bone? Again, he's not touching the bone. Let's say it's on a plate and he's carrying the plate. How do we know he's tame? Tamlem, because the pasuk says, hanegea v'hanoise. The pasuk really says, hanegea b'nevlasa, v'hanoise es nevlasa, one who touches the nevela or one who carries the nevela. And so we see from here, esha balcha maga, balcha masa. Then anything which is in the category of touching, namely if he touches it, he's going to be tame. Same thing, if he carries it, he's going to be tame as well. However, if it's not in the category of touching it, namely if you can't touch the marrow because the bone is completely covering it, so it's not in the category of masa either, and he's not going to be tummy in that case. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, discussing one more case of a shomer, beitzas hasheretz hamrukemes, the egg of a sheretz, which already started having the fetus develop inside of it. There's a few different types of shratzim, tsav, leta'a, and chaymet, maybe translated as turtle and some sort of lizard. They lay eggs, and so we have this egg of the sheretz, which has a fetus that's already developing inside of it. Tahir etz tahar. That's because the shomer, which is the eggshell, is completely covering the sheretz that's inside, and there's no access to it. So if a person touches it, he's tahar. However, nikva kol shehu, if the egg gets the smallest hole in it, tamea, so then it is tame, and a person who touches the shomer, the eggshell, is going to become tame because of the sheretz that's inside of it. Now moving on to a different case, which is pretty interesting. Achbar, a mouse, shechetzi basar v'chetzi adama. It's half meat and it's half earth. And this is subject to quite a discussion among the rishonim and achronim, what exactly that means, a mouse, which is half meat and half earth. So according to the Rav and Rashi and others, just like often when you have a garbage pile, so worms will just develop spontaneously in it. Same thing, this is some sort of mouse that didn't come from mouse parents. There's no father and mother mouse that gave birth to this one. It just developed on its own. According to others, this might not even be referring to a mouse. It might be talking about some sort of squirrel. But either way, it's half flesh, half earth. Then again, a busser, if he touches the flesh part, tame, he's tame. Whereas badama, if he touches the earth part of it, tahar, he's tahar. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that no, often again, badama, shekinagin abasar, tame, even if he touches the earth part of it, which is corresponding to where the meat is, he's tame. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Zayin and Ches. Continue to discuss case of Toma. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.